I'm Ludo and I'm interviewing Ben for the COVID-19 Archive Project. Ben, do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, I give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project.
Could you please state the date and time?
The date is September 21st, 2021, and the time is 12:34 p.m.
All right, I'm going to ask you some questions now. So, how did schooling change once you went online?
For the most part, schooling became a lot easier. Everything was online. Things became a lot more consolidated. You didn't have to deal with handing things in to teachers. It became a lot easier to be productive. But also as a result of that, I would say I became a lot less adamant with schoolwork. I stopped participating in class for the most part. I definitely stopped going to classes, at least to some degree. And I think as a result of all of that, I took schooling a lot less seriously. And it didn't necessarily impact my grades, but long term, I think it hurt my work ethic, and definitely I lost a lot of relationships with my teachers.
In terms of habits and practices, how have you changed them during this time?
The number one thing for me is I've definitely become a lot more self-conscious about surfaces I come in contact with in public, whether it be in stores, with people, or on public transportation. I definitely become aware of when I touch something, and I'm careful not to touch other things on my person, whether it be my wallet or my phone, and definitely aim to get hand sanitizer or wash my hands at the first possible opportunity. It's definitely become almost compulsive at this point to keep your hands clean with all of this going on. So I'd say that's the biggest thing.
In terms of your perception of the real world, how has that changed during this time?
Nothing positive here, but the pandemic really revealed a lot of stubbornness and hypocrisy in a lot of people, particularly in the US. Like, already in a really political divisive time, the pandemic really capitalized on that, turning what should be a public health issue into a political issue, whether it be with vaccines or wearing masks or getting tested. Just being on top of your own health really became down to what politics you follow. And I think that's really upsetting and what's really perpetuated this crisis.
And in terms of stay-at-home orders, what were they like where you lived here in the U.S.?
When the stay-at-home orders were first put in place, schooling became online. Masks were mandatory in essential stores that remained open. Most entertainment options like restaurants or movie theaters, things of that nature, closed, and masks were mandatory in stores you went in. But as for enforcement, nobody could really stop you from going outside or hanging out with friends and not wearing a mask. So not much government involvement was there, other than for maybe public funded areas such as parks or beaches. I'm Ben, and I'm interviewing Ludo for the COVID-19 Archive Project. Ludo, do you consent to be interviewed?
I do consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project.
Please state the date and time.
It is September 21st, 2021, and it is 12:39 p.m.
Okay. First question. How did schooling change once you went online?
I definitely say that schooling took a weird turn. It became easier, which was obviously a good thing for us as students, but also connections with teachers were lost, which had a definitely negative impact on all of us, I'd say. And things like friendships were hard to maintain. Good grades were sometimes hard to maintain for those of us that were struggling with being motivated. But it did also allow us some time to reflect on more important things like our own mental health and put that first in a time like this. And I definitely say that the ethic that I got into, which was, you know, working hard, remaining diligent and responsible, was definitely a life lesson that I picked up during this time.
All right. How have you changed your habits since the start of the pandemic?
I definitely say the norm, like, now for me is washing hands on a regular, even when just getting home. Like you said, I'm very wary of touching things on the subway. And before COVID, definitely never thought about that, had that in mind. But now it's definitely on my mind whenever I reach to grab a pole when I'm trying to stand straight and not fall over. At the start of the pandemic, my family and I were leaving packages outside for days on end, hearing that would help ward away COVID if it was remaining on the packages. My mom had rules like no buying unpackaged clothing, unpackaged food, sorry, not clothing. And now whenever I leave my room for college, I realize that I have a list of four things, which is my phone, my AirPods, my wallet, and my mask. And obviously before COVID, that last one wasn't on that list. But I'd also say that at the same time, I got into a habit of being a lot more active on social media than in real life. And now that we're back in person in college, I notice that's kind of taking a toll on us, but I think we're getting back into the swing of things.
Okay. How's your perception of society changed since the start of the pandemic?
I definitely say that I became very grateful for both my family and my own health. And I also came to realize the social and economic split in London, which is where I was, you know, born and raised, and I spent the entirety of COVID. And I sort of realized the split in between the different worlds that you don't really notice, but this, you know, this time has definitely helped shine through. I've come to appreciate the healthcare that I have access to in a first world country, and I've definitely, you know, taken my healthcare more seriously. Like I was saying, getting into those habits, those good habits they were all getting into. But I've also like realized that we have a societal role to take care of each other, which is why, you know, we got vaccinated, you know, not mainly to protect ourselves as young kids, but to protect the oldest people and the ones that are at risk.
All right. What were the nature of the stay-at-home orders where you lived?
In London, it was pretty crazy. There were masks everywhere, inside and outside, from the get-go. There was no excuses. There was police checking it, and volunteers on streets making sure people had them over nose and mouth. Definitely say it was eerie for the first few months, you know, turning corners on streets. My parents told me to make a wide loop in case I brushed up against someone, and the times that happened once or twice, my parents definitely gave me some hard time for that. But this was, you know, in the time when we really knew nothing about the pandemic just yet. Everything was said to be lifted July 19th of 2020, of 2021, and that turned out to rebound real quick, and it's honestly more tragic than anything that's what the UK had in mind, and it really just didn't turn out that way. And they realized that they needed more time to solve this crisis. And at first, you know, you could only leave home to exercise, to shop for essentials, to go to the doctor, and to go to work if you had to work in person. So we had no real excuses for anything else. And, you know, only essential stores were open. Restaurants, like you said, were closed. Movie theaters were closed. And it was honestly like a zombie apocalypse. You'd walk out into the most, you know, touristy parts of London, and it would be empty. It would be completely empty.